السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
أن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، وما قل وكفى خير مما كثر وألهى، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. We start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending our peace and blessings to our noble and beloved Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. And I remind myself and yourselves on this blessed and joyous day of Yawm al-Jum'ah to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us to fear Him when He said,
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون.
O you who believe, fear Allah the way He should be feared, and do not die except in the state of complete submission to Him and in the state of Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to die in this state and to make our last words in this dunya la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and to make our final actions the best of our actions ya rabbal alameen. Brothers and sisters, it's been It's been 4 years since the start of my work here in this blessed community. It's been 4 years since I stood on this minbar for the first time to deliver a Jum'ah sermon. Exactly 4 years. But in these 4 years, there were so many changes that took place. Changes on a personal level. Changes on a communal level. Changes on the level of the ummah. And changes on the global level. In these 4 years, subhanallah, I experienced this masjid filled to the back of the gym in a Friday khutbah, and experienced this masjid empty with no one listening during the pandemic except for a handful of us. In these 4 years, I experienced the pandemic. We all experienced it on a global level, something that was unprecedented in human history to the degree and the level that it was. On the level of the ummah, the past 4 years have been very challenging, seeing what is happening to our brothers and sisters in Palestine very recently, and before that, in the earthquakes and in the floods and in the changes that took place all over, the wars that happened to our various Muslim nations, subhanallah. It's very challenging. Things are changing, and they're changing very, very fast. And in order to keep up, it requires a level of diligence and a level of commitment to the cause of this ummah, to follow up with what is happening with this ummah. And on a communal level, when I first gave a khutbah 4 years ago on this minbar, it was broadcasted on YouTube, and we only had about 3,500, maybe 4,000 subscribers on our channel. And now it grew, Allahu A'lam how many multiples, we're at more than 450,000 subscribers, close to 500,000. The community grew about 3 times its size. Allahu Akbar. This is something, subhanallah, that draws us to reflect. It draws us to reflect on the sunnah of change. Change is a sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will never be replaced. وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. The sunnah of Allah, the ways of Allah, the way He designed this universe and the laws that govern it, there are sunnahs, there are ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they will never change and no one can replace them. No one can replace them. Change is something that every single one of us will experience in life. We will be in different states, in different places, in different states of mind, states of intellect. We either rise or we go down, we move forward, we move back, but no one stays in the same place. A famous poet, he said, ثَمَانِيَةٌ تَمُرُّ عَلَى النَّاسِ كُلِّهِمُ وَلَا بُدَّ لِلْمَرْءِ يَلْقَ الثَّمَانِيَةِ. There are 8 things that every person will experience, and it is inevitable that every person will experience them. What are these 8 things that every person sitting here today will inevitably experience? سُرُورٌ وَحُزْنٌ وَاجْتِمَاعٌ وَفُرْقَةٌ وَعُسْرٌ وَيُسْرٌ ثُمَّ سُقْمٌ وَعَافِيَةٌ. Everyone experiences these. سُرُورٌ وَحُزْنٌ, happiness and sadness. No one that is happy will remain happy. They'll be sad at one point. And no one that is sad will remain sad. They will ultimately become happy at one point. وَاجْتِمَاعٌ وَفُرْقَةٌ You'll either be united, united with someone or loved ones. ثُمَّ وَفُرْقَةٌ Or you'll be separated from them. There's either this unity or this separation. وَعُسْرٌ وَيُسْرٌ Times where you're doing well financially and times when you're not doing so well financially. وَسُقْمٌ وَعَافِيَةٌ Or being unhealthy and healthy. These eight things, everyone will experience them. And this is because the sunnah of Allah will not change. But the sunnah of change can go both ways, either to the better or to the worse, to the rise or to the decline. And what governs this is a few points that inshallah ta'ala I want to mention in this khutbah that we can reflect on. What we, none of us want is to change to what is less or to what is worse. There are things that prevent positive change. And I'll only mention four points, and there are so many. One of the things that prevents change, the sunnah of Allah, is waiting for miracles to happen. Sometimes, we're watching the news, and you know, although I was tempted to give another khutbah, and all of my khutbah since October 7th have been about Palestine. They have not changed. But today, I will mention it indirectly because of the occasion that this is my last khutbah as an Epic employee. Subhanallah, as we watch the news and we see what is happening to our brothers and sisters, some of us may wish for miracles to happen. But miracles are not meant to be awaited. And as a matter of fact, miracles are what the ignorant mushrikeen and those who denied the messages of the messengers would ask for in order to believe. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِ Only if we can see a miracle from His Lord. Believers do not need to see a miracle. They already saw the miracles. Hence why they believe in Allah. And because they believe in Allah and in the sunnah of Allah and in the sunnah of change, that's what makes them patient and that's what makes them do their due diligence and work hard in order to achieve what they are striving to achieve, in order to achieve what they want to see manifested in real life. Victory will not come by praying for Jibreel alayhi salam to come and destroy the enemies of Allah, the oppressors, the killers of innocent women and children, and the occupiers of land. This is not from the ways of Allah, but it's from the ways of Allah to do what we need to do in order to get and in order to achieve that result. The second is laziness, and this prevents us from positive change. Laziness and lethargy are things that are only the characteristics of those who do not want to achieve their goals in life. See, sometimes in life there are things that hold us back. But we need to diligently work on our goal and what we see is befitting for this ummah. As laziness in some cultures is the definition of insanity. You know, in some cultures around the world, they define insanity as one who does a mistake, the same mistake over and over and over again. Meaning they do not learn. And the one who is lazy loses an opportunity after an opportunity after an opportunity. The third is this belief in luck that is plaguing, especially the younger generations. I see that, oh, wallahi, these people are lucky. They're making good money. Oh, they got it well. It's pure luck. There's no luck in diligently doing what you should do for the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in the Quran, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He said, وَأَمَّا, as for the one who gives and has taqwa, meaning avoids Allah's prohibitions, and then believes in Jannah, that person, we will guide to that which is best for them. We will guide them to the path to Jannah. We will guide them to what is good for them. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. But after what? Allah doesn't just give someone the taysir. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ, will make it easy for them. It doesn't come like that by itself. It was preceded by a few things. أَعْطَى, they gave. They gave from their wealth, they gave from their time, they gave from their energy. وَاتَّقَى, and then they avoided Allah's prohibitions that were there in the pathway to obstruct them from achieving. وَصَدَّقَى بِالْحُسْنَى, and believed in the reward of Jannah. Husna here means Jannah. Then that person who's performing like this will what? Will be guided to what is easy for them and what is good for them. And the last is ignorance, brothers and sisters. Ignorance will always prevent a positive change, as there is nothing more good than knowledge. There's nothing better that a person can attain and gather from in this world more than knowledge. Allah gives power to those He loves and those He doesn't love. Allah gives wealth to those He loves and those He doesn't love. But who does Allah give true and deep knowledge to? Only the ones that He loves. So knowledge and its attaining is what will spiral us to the next level, so that when the next change that Allah decrees for us happens, it happens with the taysir of Allah. And it happens with the tawfiq, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for the pillars and the foundations of change, the first is growing one's intellect. So long as a person keeps learning and learning and increasing of ma'rifah and knowledge, they will always change to what is better. The second is relieving yourselves and ourselves from environments that are not conducive of our betterment. If a person is in an environment that holds them down, if a person is in an environment that holds them back, if a person is in an environment that does not allow them to be or live their full potential, it must change. And this is the sunnah of change. The third is to imagine our goal. Every single one of us, if we want this change that is going to happen inevitably to all of us, we need to imagine our goal. What is it that I want to be next year, in 5 years, in 10 years? What do I want to be doing? Where do I want to be going? What do I want to see change in this ummah? And prepare for that. And work towards that. Because we can only work towards a goal that we know and we can imagine. The more we can imagine our goal, the more we can strive for it and the better we can strive for it. And the fourth and the last is to be your own self-critic. And to be the best critic. To criticize, be introspective. as this can only be a trait of someone who freed their hearts from arrogance. The one who is arrogant will always blame others before themselves. There's more than 7 billion people, they'll be willing to blame every single one before it comes to them. And this is a sign of arrogance. But a believer who wants to change positively will always be their best self-critic. They don't need to hear it from someone else because they already told it to themselves. So brothers and sisters, we all know that change is going to happen. And we all know that every single one of us, whether it be, okay, if we're not married, inshallah, we'll be married one day. If we don't have children, inshallah, we will have children one day. If we don't or we do, and things keep changing. We have a job today, we have good pay today, tomorrow we might not. But the one who is the most prepared when this change happens is the one who keeps these points in mind and prepares for them and does not wait to be bombarded with it or surprised by it. Brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make whatever change that we will undergo and whatever change that will happen to us in our lives, a change to the better. And a change that's a means of betterment for us in our lives, in our livelihood, in our state of mind, in our hearts. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow His mercy on us and to bestow His forgiveness on us and to forgive us for our shortcomings. أقول ما سمعتم وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى لا سيما عبده المصطفى وأهله الطيبين الطاهرين الأسياد الشرفة. You know, brothers and sisters, this was probably one of the most difficult khutbas I had to prepare. I have so many delightful memories in this blessed community, walhamdulillah rabbil alameen, and especially with the youth of the community. It was difficult to talk about what I'm experiencing in my heart and to translate it into words, as my heart was very conflicted between the many causes that are there around the world that need to be addressed urgently. But you know, it's times like this that we live to see and we prepare for. And Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and I'm very happy to have been able to serve this community. It's a true honor for me to be here and for me to have been here for the past 4 years. I will not disappear, alhamdulillah. I'm still going to be local to the community, but not working for Epic Masjid. But I'll be here, and perhaps maybe I'll give a khutbah later, not as frequent as I would normally do it, but maybe in the future, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. But it's still different, and it's still something to move on to. This is the community my first white hairs came out in. Alhamdulillah. Like I was thinking when I was coming, driving over here, so this is fresh. I was looking at my white hairs in the mirror. I'm like, man, I didn't have these 4 years ago. And I remembered a poem that one of my uncles wrote. He said, "Shikhna wa ma shakha al makanu bina, wa man yashikh la budda yawman rahilu." He said, we grew and the place grew with us. right? Or we grew old and the place grew younger with us. And whoever grows has to leave at some point. Alhamdulillah, this point came with the fadl of Allah and the ni'mah. I'm so delighted, I'm so glad, I'm so happy to have been served this, to have served this community. And inshallah ta'ala, I want to ask everyone on, you know, from this pulpit and from the minbar, that's an amana left to us, you know, to forgive me for any shortcomings that you might have seen from me, and to pray for me and for my family, inshallah ta'ala, to continue to grow and to serve this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to also not forget the youth of this community. Wallahi, some of the greatest souls that I met in my life were here in this community. This is true gems. And whoever comes after me, and I don't know who that person is yet, as there's still interviews and whatnot, but whoever it is, it's a great amana. And it is going to be, bi-idhnillah, one of the most delightful things they do and they serve, insha'Allah ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this community with what is best for it in this dunya and the next. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide this community to what is best for it, inshallah, and the best for its future. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect this community and to protect its leadership from all harm and from the enemies of Islam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to serve our communities the best service. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us and has mercy on us, forgives our children, forgives our spouses, forgives our parents, unites us in Jannatul Firdaus. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us what is good as good and to guide us to it, and to show us what is falsehood as falsehood and to guide us away from it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who hear the words of others and follow the best of what they say. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate the pains and the hardships of our brothers and sisters in Palestine, to give victory to the mujahideen in Palestine. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides our brothers and sisters in Palestine to what is best for them in this dunya and the next. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to raise the martyrs in Palestine to the highest ranks. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them with the expiation of all of the intercession, or for the intercession of the whole entire ummah. Ya Rabb, make them intercede for us. Yawm al-Qiyamah. Ya Rabb, raise the status of the shuhada fi illiyin, ya Rabb al-Alameen. Ya Allah, allow us to live to see a free Masjid al-Aqsa, a free Palestine, a free people of Gaza. I ask you, ya Rabb al-Alameen, on this blessed day of Yawm al-Jum'ah and on this pulpit, to forgive us for our shortcomings in giving nusra and victory to our brothers and sisters. Ya Rabb, if we are short, then do not punish us for being short, but guide us to that which will allow us to give them victory, give them nusra, and give them their due rights towards us, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allow us to be from those who give them their rights, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, alleviate the pains and the hardships and the trials and tribulations of our brothers and sisters around the world, in Burma, in China, in Kashmir, ya Rabbil Alameen, in Yemen, in Syria, in Iraq, in Libya, in Morocco, in Turkey, and all over the world. Ya Rabb, alleviate their pains. Ya Rabb, alleviate their pains. Ya Rabb, forgive them from their sins. Ya Rabb, allow us to be of their assistance. Ya Akram al-Akrameen. Brothers and sisters, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ بَدَأَ بِهِ بِنَفْسِهِ وَثَنَّى بِمَلَائِكَةِ قُدُسِهِ وَثَلَّثَ بِكُمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ مِنْ إِنْسِهِ وَجِنِّهِ فَقَالَ عَزَّ مَنْ قَائِلٍ عَلِيمًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأقم الصلاة. Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
Make sure you fill in the rows in the back, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
تحيات لله والصلوات الطيبات والسلام عليك يا النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم.
اللهم صل. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
لا إله إلا الله وحده.
السلام عليكم.